Hotty toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Brett Norsworthy is who we are. And he joins us. He's a part of the Ole Miss football pre- and post-game show on the Ole Miss Radio Network, also a host there in Memphis. Brett, I mean, you've got to be smiling like you've got a mouthful of briars right now, because this Ole Miss team just looks unbelievable. They haven't missed a beat.
Well, it hadn't, Landon. Good morning. It hadn't. Now, the quality of competition, it will definitely increase starting this week with Tulsa, but Troy, UCA, and at Georgia Tech have just not been in any match at all. In fact, I want to see good competition. It's time to get tested, because after this week, it's eight straight over 9 weekends in the SEC. But I think it will get Ole Miss will get a good test this week playing Tulsa. They're but for coming up a little bit short in overtime, they would be undefeated. They lost to Wyoming in overtime, and they have a quality quarterback, nation's number one passer in Davis Brin. And I just Googled the proper pronunciation from Boerne, Texas, B-O-E-R-N-E, from Boerne, Texas. That's right outside San Antonio. 11 touchdown passes for one interception for him for the year. And they're going to come in. They're going to throw it 55, 60 times. And let's just see how good that Ole Miss defensive front is rushing the quarterback and how good it is defending. So far, so good. But Troy, UCA, and Georgia Tech have not been much competition.
And Brett, it seems like everybody's forgetting the history in this rivalry, in this series. Tulsa leads it 3-0 all time and has outscored the Rebels 87-7.
Yeah, and I don't remember the Blue Bonnet Bowl, but I remember people talking about it, and I do remember Jerry Rome and Howard Twilley, how good they were, and Howard Twilley kind of the other wide receiver to Paul Warfield on the undefeated Miami Dolphins. But they played 3 times, and Richard Cross always said he needed to have bring a bell pregame and ring it when I would get in a Crump Stadium in Memphis, Mitchin. And these two teams played in 1944 at Crump Stadium.
How about that? Brett Norsworthy joins us from WHBQ Radio there in Memphis, does afternoon, a highly popular program there in the great city of Memphis. Okay, so if you had to hook Lane Kiffin up to a lie detector test, I know that would be a dangerous thing, depending on the question that you wanted to ask.
Yeah, you'd have to get that cleared through as attorney. What questions are we asking?
Well, I'm going to stick it to football. It's football only. But the question would be, what area of your football team do you feel lacks the need or needs improvement before you start this SEC play? What area?
I think he wants a little more confidence at the quarterback position with Jackson Dart. And I saw it grow last week. Jackson Dart has gotten better from opening day, and he finally had some step into it, really nice seeds last week. I mean, really some really nice throws, but a little better on the decision-making front. And when that receiver is running wide open, put it right there on time. Jonathan Mingo kind of bailed him out last week when he was wide open and had a great fingertip catch. Make that a little easier on the receiver. Put it a little more, you know, room service for him. And then the decision-making, the interception right before halftime, Lane Kiffin had a fit. I mean, went crazy, and I think the subject of his scoring the entire halftime period in the locker room was Jackson Dart. Every mistake Ole Miss made last week, I think the coaching staff privately loved. But just, you know, to have something to, you know, to complain about, something to teach off of, some tape to teach off of. But again, it's been really easy with these three teams. Tulsa will increase that, and then next week, you know, getting ready for Kentucky will definitely increase it. But so far, so good. You know, not many people did, you know, but just about everybody had Ole Miss 3-0 to this point. But so far, so good. And that ground and pound attack last week. The ball could have never gone in the air. I mean, literally never thrown it once, never punted it, and still could have won easily just sticking to really those three running backs, Evans, Judkins, and Ulysses Bentley the fourth.
Brett, 3 weeks into the season, you said Ole Miss hasn't been tested, but right now I test. Who's the second best team in the SEC West?
I think it's Arkansas, barely. I think, you know, Cincinnati was certainly more than what Ole Miss has defeated. A&M's lost at home, so you couldn't give it to them. But I think the Arkansas 3-0, and even that near-death scare to Bobby Petrino and Missouri State, I think that was kind of like the mistakes Ole Miss made. They won. I think you can teach a lot more on a winning tape than you can a losing tape. And sadly for Sam Pittman, he didn't, but if he had lost that game, that almost would have squandered 2 years of great will, built up. Look, Ole Miss under Houston Nutt in his third year, just like Sam Pittman in his third year, lost to an FCS opponent in Jacksonville State, and Houston could never get it turned around again at Ole Miss. Your fans really check out after that ugly FCS loss, and they almost always come at home because that's where you're going to be playing them. And it would have been so destructive to Arkansas fans' psyche to lose to Bobby Petrino. They pulled it out. We don't have to talk about that. So my answer is Arkansas is probably second.
In regards to what's going on down at Auburn, I know a lot of people nationally probably not really surprised at the teeth gnashing that's going on about the future potentially of Brian Harsin in this program. But from your perspective as someone that covers the SEC, just your overall general thoughts on what's going on down there, and is there a way that he can save not only this season but save his own job?
Last part first, no. I mean, it's a matter of when, not if. I mean, they tried to get him in February. They're going to get him. You know, you even think, what would have lost Saturday on the Plains, 11 o'clock game, that great fandom. I think the best student section in all the SEC, consistently how they bring it. We know what 11 o'clock games do to the student section. We know what it does to a lot of people against Missouri. You know, they're not very good. And if Mizzou were to win Saturday, I mean, would we have something going down late into the night, Saturday night, at Auburn? I'm shocked by it. I, after seeing them last year, when I saw them and they won against Ole Miss, and that moved them to 6-1. They hadn't won many games since then, and I saw them at the Iron Bowl as well give up that lead to Alabama when, I mean, Alabama was dead. I mean, Auburn had, I mean, they had everything, but you roll Toomer's corner for post-game to get ready for the celebration. I'm shocked it's ending up like this for Brian Harsin. I wasn't surprised they moved on from Gus Malzahn, but to not have any better plan than this and it be so fractured and so fractious really among the entire Auburn fan base, somebody's going to take that job, and it's going to be a good time to take it because the end's got to be in sight with this dynastic run at Tuscaloosa. I have said on our show, and I know many people now are saying it around the country, I won't say I was first, but I will say I was in the one percentile. I think the perfect choice at Auburn is Coach Prime. Prime time. Can you imagine how ESPN would treat the Auburn A-Day game? They would go live all day from there. It would be 90,000 at Jordan Air. He would recruit. He could go into every family in sports, in Atlanta, in Alabama, in Georgia, anywhere. And if those players didn't really have an association and really know who Deion Sanders was, their parents do, their coaches do, their aunts and uncles do, they'll know who Primetime is. And imagine him recruiting Atlanta with AU on his shirt.
And I get it, Brett. So let's pretend that Prime says, no, you're not going to meet some of the things, the requirements that I have for that job. I'm not coming to Auburn. Hugh Freeze has been a popular name that has been circulated. You're a guy who's been around Hugh Freeze, been around that program. What do Auburn fans, all jokes aside, what do Auburn fans need to know about what they're getting in the coach, Hugh Freeze?
They're getting a great coach. They're getting an offensive revolutionary. They're getting the reputation of Gus offensively in Hugh Freeze. He is that savant that Gus was supposed to be. He really is. And how he makes a quarterback get better. Look what he did with Bo Wallace. Look what he did with Chad Kelly. Off the field, Hugh Freeze is going to be fine. He misstepped badly. He knows it. I say he paid a very dear price for it. Very dear price for it. Reputationally and with now kind of the, you know, just the exile he's had from the SEC. Whether he was or wasn't banned, barred, blackballed from the SEC or not, at some point, what's the pay up? I mean, he paid a heavy price. He had to go home and face his family with everything out there in those headlines. I know Hugh Freeze well. I know he'd be a good man and a good football coach. And if Auburn got him, look out. And I think he sent at least one, if not two, daughters to Auburn.
I believe you're right. All right, quickly, about 15 seconds, your Ironscare Bowl prediction.
I'm going tonight, Georgia State, straight up over Coastal Carolina.
Boom!
I ain't scared, but I'm starting to get a little weak-kneed about it.
Brett, we appreciate it. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, man.
Brett Norsworthy, radio host here in Memphis and a part of the Ole Miss radio broadcast.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.